Marie Curie was the first woman to win a Nobel Prize, the first person and only woman to win twice, the only person to win a Nobel Prize in two different sciences, and was part of the Curie family legacy of five Nobel Prizes. She was also the first woman to become a professor at the University of Paris, and in 1995 became the first woman to be entombed on her own merits in the Pantheon in Paris. The play Radiance, The Passion of Marie Curie, is a moving chronicle of the years between 1898 and 1911, between Marie's first and second Nobel Awards, and a stirring look at the challenges and passions of a scientific pioneer. The Theater Institute at Sage is presenting a production of Radiance in the Meter Little Theater on the Russell Sage campus in Troy, New York, April 5th through the 15th. Here to tell us more are the show's director, David Bunce, actor Taylor Hoffman, and the production's science advisor, Dr. Donna Heald.
Hi,
welcome
Joe.
To you all. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, David, let us begin with you as director of how this particular production came to be, of why choose this play.
Well, we're Russell Sage College, which is about empowering women, an all-women school. And so we thought it really very, very appropriate to give not only the opportunity for our community at Sage to see the show, but also for our performers to explore this particular topic.
For you, the topic is basically what? Not just about Marie Curie, but more than that.
Sure. Marie's journey is about somebody who grew up in Poland at a time when it was occupied by Russia, and the Polish people were not allowed to speak the Polish language. They were not allowed to study their own culture. Women were not allowed to go to university. And she faced all kinds of challenges just in terms of whether or not she could achieve anything of substance educationally, much less the kind of journey she did. So that's what first attracted me to it. And not being particularly adept at science or phenomenally excited about science, I ended up, with Donna's help, I ended up not only incredibly curious, but we all became just not only amazed with the science, but then we figured out, wow, that's who Marie Curie was. That's what this woman did, which none of us really understood.
Dr. Donna Heald is the science advisor for this production. What is it like to be a science advisor for a play?
Well, this is the first time that I'm serving as a science advisor for a play, so it's really been a fascinating experience for me. In the beginning, David gave me a list of questions, and his questions were questions that were coming from the perspective, of course, of a non-scientist. And they were incredibly good questions, deep questions, and it required me to think back to fundamentals. And then in working with the actors, I had the same experience. It was very clear that they had done their research. They were all non-scientists, but yet they had taken a real interest in learning more about Marie and Pierre and the work that they had done. And they were asking good and deep questions. So it's been an exhilarating experience because it not only requires me to do deeper research into the lives of Marie and Pierre and the science that they had done, but it really has required me to hone my teaching skills to communicate this to them so that they can then communicate it to the audience.
You know, the first time that Donna and I talked, Alan Alda, who's a huge, huge fan of science and yeah. really did his research. And so this play is full of vocabulary about the specifics of what these people were doing. And the first time Donna and I talked, she said, "So you want them to be able to act like they know what they're doing?" And I said, "No, they have to know what they're doing. The actors have to really understand what they're talking about and what they are doing." So it really became, okay, please teach us what the science of this is.
Actor Alan Alda, of course, best known for MASH, but did a series on PBS for a long time about science and scientists.
Yeah,
and
at Stony Brook University, there is the Alan Alda Center for Communicating Science that he helped develop just to teach scientists how to talk to the lay public about what they do.
Donna, what is your field of study?
My background is in materials chemistry. So I've studied polymers and ceramics and in their applications for the automotive industry, the space industry, electronics industry, and the dental industry.
Wasn't it nice to start in a time where people actually cared about science?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, the good old days. Let's bring in Taylor Hoffman to this conversation. Taylor, let us know how you got to be a part of this production.
Well, I'm a senior musical theater major at Russell Sage College, and I've been a heavy part of Theater Institute at Sage for 5 years now. And so we were told the season for this season last year, and I immediately read Radiance because I loved the topic of Marie Curie, and I love the topic of her struggle to find her own strength and to find her own place in society. So when I read it, I immediately went to David and talked to him about my ideas for what I thought Marie would be like, and he gave me his ideas, and we talked a bit about the play. And I've been working on it literally since I read it about a year ago.
Wow. So what is it like to play this incredible woman?
It has been an immense honor. She is an incredibly strong woman who has had to deal with far too much. And having to try and find those feelings within myself has been extremely difficult. But I strive to bring as much truth and integrity to my performance so that I can speak for her and make sure that her legacy still lives on.
Talk a little bit about in working with not only the director, but working with Donna as well, in pulling that off and making it sound really good, like you know everything about this science that we're talking about.
I will be the first one to tell you, science was never my forte. Science has always been a big struggle for me. But Donna has put everything into a really graspable way. Like we talked a lot about like rubbing a balloon against your skin and putting it near your hair and that static energy and how that correlates with what we're doing in the show and our blocking. And I could not have done any of this without Donna, literally any of it.
Really? You couldn't have done the balloon thing without
her? Well, the correlation, maybe not. But
so because what they did was they tried to measure radioactivity by finding out what waves were coming off of it and how much that pushed two little tiny leaves of gold apart from each other. So Donna explained in that way the static electricity and how the electricity affects your hair and pulls it or pushes it or whatever, because that's how they were using the piezoelectrometer that they were using at the time.
To you, Donna, is it do you find it being another language that so much of what you do, I mean, you touched on this a moment ago, but so much of what you do is trying to explain what science is to the layperson?
Absolutely. It really comes down to the language, and that's something that I was very aware of as a teacher, because my experience as a student was that I saw that if I didn't understand the language, I couldn't possibly understand what it was my instructor was trying to teach me. And the example that I give all of the time is that as an undergraduate chemistry major, when my instructor was talking about a vacuum, my only connection to it was a vacuum cleaner, and I couldn't possibly understand why my chemistry teacher was talking about a vacuum cleaner. So in my teaching, I really work to try to help students to understand what the words mean, because if they can't conceptualize it, they can't possibly understand the science.
Are we getting better when it comes to attracting women to science?
I think so. There's quite a few initiatives out there. Of course, there still are many areas that are underrepresented, physics being one of them. Physics is still a very heavily underrepresented area for women. But there are quite a few initiatives that are out there trying to attract girls, because we have to reach women when they're girls. In order to keep them and to retain them in the sciences.
So I'll begin with you, Donna, on this, and I want to hear from everyone about how you think this passion of Marie Curie can really go as a way to inspire not just women, but men too, as to being interested in science.
It's a great question. I think that the inspiring part of this story is that Marie, as well as the other scientists, certainly, but it's very clear that they were very dedicated to the science, and the science for just the science. She talks about that. That comes up in the play, the importance of just trying to understand the world around us. And we can now look back 100 years and we can see the significance of their discovery. In discovering radiation, that really was the very first type of radiation therapy. And it comes up in the play how it was used, how it could be used to treat cancer. And of course, it is still being used to treat cancer. So all of those discoveries, we may not know what significance they have when they are discovered, but we can now look back and see that it was extremely important discovery.
Taylor, can you see the play as inspiring?
Oh, and yeah, definitely. I mean, even though I'm an artist and that's theater is my passion instead of science,
sure.
I look at her and her complete devotion to finding answers and to understanding everything around her, regardless of the obstacles. And I can truly admire that, because sometimes when you get thrown an obstacle, you think, well, there's an obstacle. I can't get around it. Too hard. Just going to give up. But she never looked at it that way. And it is an incredible thing to keep with me.
And David, as the director, what are the challenges in pulling that off?
I think, one, to understand what it means to be driven the way these scientists are driven. I mean, we also, as theater artists, we have to kind of look at ourselves and say, okay, what's going to drive us in a business that's a very tough business to survive in?
Sure.
But at the same time, what is driving? And for the most part, the scientists in the show describe it as just the pure desire to learn what's unknown and just to find out what is unknown. Marie Curie isolated radium. Radium is found in 0.017 gram in 2,000 pounds of pitch blend. She detected like 2 grains of salt in 2,000 pounds of rock and figured out how to isolate it to get it down to those 2 grains of salt.
Mm.
And that took years and years and years. And
did you know that before you met Donna?
Absolutely not. Well, one of the first things I thought was, okay, so they melt big kettles of rock. How do you find 2 grains of sand in that? Do you like skim it off the top or,
yeah.
You know, and Donna showed us it's like a 15-step process. And now, yeah, I mean, she brought in the schematics, the charts, and said, okay, it's first putting in
hydrochloric acid,
and that dissolves this part of the rock, and you can skim that off, but then you're left with this resin. And so that's, to understand what Marie actually did has just been mind-blowing.
And as we wrap up, obviously this is an entertainment, so you look at this as including that so people understand the complexity, but also to enjoy the story at large.
Well, that's why Alan Alda had the genius to make the heart of the story her drive for the recognition. The first Nobel, she and Pierre were nominated, but they said they'll give it to Pierre, they'll give it to Becquerel, and they don't want her on the stage.
Hmm.
So her drive for recognition.
The Theater Institute at Sage presents Radiance, The Passion of Marie Curie, April 5th through the 15th. For more information, visit sage.edu/theater. sage.edu/theater. That link will be posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable. David Bunce, Donna Heald, and Taylor Hoffman, thank you so much for being with us. Have a wonderful production. Thank you so much for sharing and for the great work you're doing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Great pleasure. Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.